From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In addition to sanctions imposed on North Korea by the UN Security Council, the United States Treasury Department has now identified two North Korean officials it too will sanction. A department statement says that Kim Jong-sik and Ri Pyong-chol are now key leaders of North Korea's unlawful weapons programs being sanctioned by the U.S. Since U.S. President Donald Trump declared Jerusalem as Israel's capital and Washington's plan to move the U.S. relations between Israelis and Palestinians are said to have worsened, as VOA's Jesu Simon Oni reports.
Since then, violent confrontations between Palestinians and Israelis have erupted, resulting in 12 deaths and hundreds of Palestinians detained.
We're used to being repressed by the occupation. They're always trying to silence us and to keep us from raising our flag. We are here to tell them that our message is very clear. Jerusalem is our eternal capital.
Right-wing lawmaker Oren Hazan was among an Israeli group protesting Hamas Monday. The group temporarily blocked buses taking relatives of Palestinian soldiers to an Israeli jail. Hazan boarded the bus, hurling insults at the families.
We will kick you out of here. Force and violence will not help anymore. Force and violence will not work anymore. You don't scare us and don't deter us. We will wash your ugly smiles off your faces. We don't care about you, and if you won't understand when we talk nicely, you'll understand with force. And if we decide to operate with force, it will hurt you.
Hamas, the dominant militant group in the Gaza Strip, condemned Israel's conduct following the confrontation.
40 Syrian rebel groups say they will not attend Russian-sponsored peace talks next month in Sochi, saying that it is alarming that Russia is circumventing the UN peace process. The rebels say the mediator in peace talks has to be a neutral and honest broker, and they say Russia, as Syria's most powerful ally, is not. The Syrian government has said it will attend. Liberians voted in a runoff election Tuesday to choose the West African country's next president. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are competing to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. The major U.S. cities of New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for allegedly failing to provide significant numbers of records to the FBI's national background check system for gun ownership. This is after the U.S. Air Force revealed it had failed to report the criminal record of a man who shot and killed 26 people at a Texas church in November. Less than a year in office, U.S. President Donald Trump has reshuffled the list of priorities on who among the country's refugees, undocumented immigrants, and immigrant hopefuls get to stay in the United States or enter in the first place. As VOA's Ramon Taylor reports, for the many affected, 2017's decisions and reversals have led to a year of upheaval.
Under the premise of securing the country's borders and boosting the economy, have come as a blessing to President Trump's base and anathema to millions more, among them undocumented millennial workers brought to the U.S. as children, beneficiaries of temporary protected status, refugees, and travelers from several mostly Muslim countries. In diverse cities like New York, many spoke out.
This is about Trump consolidating power through fear. It has nothing to do with making us safe.
They're just in fear of us, and they should not be, because we are stronger all together.
But the hope of establishing a future in the U.S. has become more uncertain. After a year of court battles, Trump's travel order is for now in effect for travelers from eight countries, six of them majority Muslim.
India Tuesday accused Pakistan of harassing the family members of convicted Indian spy Sri Kulbhushan Jadhav when they permitted to visit him a day earlier. Pakistani authorities allowed his wife and mother to visit him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. India's Ministry of External Affairs said that the meeting was held in an atmosphere of coercion. New Delhi also said that his mother was prevented from speaking to her son in their native tongue and that the family was harassed by the media, despite a clear agreement that the press would not be allowed near the family. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.